Welcome to Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, won't you take it from here?
Yes, I will. The sink in my hospital room baffled me. The keyboard at the nursing station silenced me. Then the button on the elevator pushed me back to reality. My friends, have you ever been jolted by an unwelcome revelation about yourself? This describes the day in the hospital when the elevator button pushed me to understand that I had been very sick and was now sitting totally blind and hearing impaired in a wheelchair. It was an unwelcome revelation about myself, one that I was not ready for and certainly would not have chosen. Greetings, everybody. It is always such an honor to be on one of Tanya's telesummits. And Tanya is just a fabulous person. It's great. Well, in the midst of life's journey, I think all of you would agree that there are many endings as well as new beginnings. We all experience them. Hopefully, the good things end less often and the bad things end quickly. But what replaces the bad, what replaces those endings is always a question. It is about halfway through 2018. I can't believe it. And as I said, I'm excited to be here today speaking to you about blooming. New beginnings are so important. And I was just thinking about what I was going to say. And blooming as a theme was such a, what brought me to mind, because I'm totally blind, but my other senses have been heightened because of that. And I love this time of year because everywhere I go, all the flowers, all the trees, nature, everything is just blooming like crazy. And I love smelling everything. I don't know about you, but fresh flowers, it's just the smell of trees, the smell of nature is just one of my very favorite things. And I thought that was so appropriate for today, because blooming, not only in nature, but we are all continuously blooming throughout the year in our businesses and in our personal life. I believe there are certain essentials that help us bloom, that help give birth to new beginnings in our life. And in my work, I help people learn to find their new beginnings, learn to bloom. And I would love to help you do that today, even in the littlest ways possible. Today, I'm going to take you through some of my own story, and I'm going to illustrate some of my new beginnings and how different attributes have helped me bloom, have helped me discover successful new beginnings in my own life. I know just thinking today, this is one of the stories I've told before, but I'm thinking back when I was 14 years old, 17 years ago or so. And this was a new beginning for me, even though I didn't know it at the time. The pastor at my church had asked me to come speak to the congregation about tithing tithings, giving back to the church. And at that time, I was giving 10% of my $50 allowance. And I remember walking up, that was not too long after I got sick, bacterial meningitis, and I was on wobbly legs, walking up to the podium, to the altar. And I looked out over the congregation, and the first thing I said was, if I could see all of you, I think I'd be really nervous right now. Well, that got a laugh from everybody in the audience and really put them at ease. And that's such an important thing that I found in speaking, but I think in relates to all of us, that humor, breaking the ice. It's one of those things I can say because I can't, you know, it's just kind of interesting speaking on this telesummit. It's definitely different from speaking to a live audience. I enjoy speaking to live audiences a lot more, but I can't see them. So I'd actually be a great speaker for a self-conscious nudist colony, wouldn't I? As I take you through my story, I'd like you to think about your own journey. What endings can you see in your life, and what new beginnings are blooming or maybe on the horizon? Because one of the things that I have learned in my own life, and this is true for all of us, is that each day is a new day. And we all have a choice every single day in terms of what kind of day that we want to have. Expand that to what kind of week, what kind of year do you want to have? It's really up to us. And that is something that is so beautiful, that we are all blooming. I guess you could say we are all a work in progress. And life is also like a novel, because as one chapter comes to an end, a new one starts. And that's just like seasons, just like flowers, new beginnings. Back in 1998, I was a healthy 11-year-old kid. I was loving life. I mean, I was just, you can imagine back to when you're 11 years old, just carefree. I had an older brother, Scott, and a younger sister, Chelsea, and two wonderful parents. Life was great. Well, in a blink of an eye, that all changed when I somehow contracted bacterial meningitis. I went from a healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf, loving life, to one who spent 3 long months in a coma near death. When I finally woke up from that coma, I found myself totally blind, hearing impaired, unable, too weak to even sit up on my own. It took me 7 years of physical therapy just to get back to a fraction of where I am today. Well, I went from that sick little kid in a coma through the physical therapy to a college grad, inspirational, motivational speaker, best-selling author, and triathlete. It's definitely been a journey. And you can think that in your own lives, my friends, we are all on our own journey. And one of the things that I like to say is that, in a way, all of us are journeying blind, because we don't know what's coming next. We might be able to see physically, but we don't know what we can't see into the future. So we just have to have faith and keep putting one foot in front of the other, believing that we will keep blooming. One of the things that I have learned is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But with, by the grace of God and with the help of others, it is a hand that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and happiness. And that is so beautiful. Well, as I said, back in 1998, I contracted bacterial meningitis. And I went to that 3-month coma. And this is something I don't remember because I'd just been told that I was in a coma at the time. But during the time I was in a coma, I had a spinal surgery right away and several other surgeries. And about 10 days into my whole hospital stay, the doctors called my parents in for a family meeting and told them that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, I didn't die. The doctors were wrong. But when I did wake up, I was totally blind, hearing impaired. And as I said, too weak to even sit up. Things were not looking good. And not the biggest thing was when I woke up and finally came to terms with what had happened, I was scared to death. Well, I finally, after five long months in the hospital, was able to come home. I was strong enough. And we had to move my bedroom downstairs because I was too weak to navigate the stairs. And my sole source of entertainment at that time was the push of a button for my bed, moving my bed up and down, up and down. I had one of those fancy hospital beds. And I can remember, because it was spring going into summer, actually July when I moved back home. So it was fully summer. And I can remember lying helplessly in bed. I could feel the sun coming through the window. And I just remember falling asleep. And I would have dreams of being a normal kid again, hopping on my bike, riding around the neighborhood with my friends. One of my favorite things before I got sick was my parents didn't let me very much, so I kind of have to sneak off or do it when they didn't know, but I'd ride with my friends across the street to the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. Just zooming around on my bike with the air, fresh air on my face. And then I would wake up and it was like a slap back to reality. My friends, have you ever experienced anything, maybe probably not as significant as that, but maybe just something that brought you back to reality? It's like, oh, darn it, that's how it used to be. Or that's how I wish it was. Can you relate to that? Well, the thing is that I would wake up from that dream, realize I was still blind, I was still hearing impaired. I was still stuck in bed. But at the same time, I would be able to still dream and have put a smile on my face that life was not over. There was a future for me. There was a long road ahead of me, but I could get stronger. I could be outside doing some of those things, maybe not in the same way, but doing some of those things again. And I believe that. And ultimately, that's what kept me moving forward year after year. Well, I'm going to fast forward 20 years. That's 20 years until today. That was 20 years ago. And now, that those images I had in my head, that those things I was dreaming of being able to do again, it's come to reality. I just finished my first triathlon of the season in San Diego with a good friend that I just met as my captain. I started doing triathlons only about a year and a half ago. When I started, I knew nothing about them. I just knew that I wanted to take on a new challenge. And this organization called the Challenge Athletes Foundation puts on a triathlon every year in October, and it's geared towards people with disabilities. Well, actually, it's not geared towards them, but it's a fundraiser for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. So there's about 200, usually 200 plus challenge athletes to participate. And I decided I'm going to try it. And at that time, I knew nothing about what a triathlon was, other than it involved swimming, biking, and running. Since then, I've done, I believe, 11 triathlons the last year and a half with several different captains. And it's been, I have to say, it's been life-changing for me, because it's shown me that the human spirit is so powerful. My friends, there's nothing you can't do when you put your mind to it and really set goals, because that's the important thing. Another thing that is just as important to know is that you can't do it alone. You need the help of others. You need a team. You need a village to help you navigate through life. Well, you might be interested in how I do a triathlon. And it's definitely a process, and it took me a long time to learn exactly how to do it, because I was a swimmer and I had ridden a tandem bike, which is a bike for two people. I ride in the back, and then I have a captain in the front, he steers. And then running, I really had done none of. But a triathlon, how I swim is I have my captain and I, or my guide and I, both wear like a belt that you put around your waist. It's obviously, it's like a waterproof belt that it clips just like a clip. And then attached to that belt is a rope. We call it like a leash. And my guide swims on the right side of me, and I'm on the left. And when it's open water, we can just swim. And then if there's a turn to the left, my guide will turn to the left and he'll nudge me, you know, he'll run into me, and then I'll feel that nudge and I'll turn to the left too. Opposite on the right, we turn to the right, I'll feel the tension on the rope and I'll automatically turn to the right. And it's pretty incredible. You know, the first time I did it and got used to it, is that we don't really have to stop and communicate at all. We just swim. And even I've done up to swims that have been up to nearly 3 miles long and without stopping, because it's just the rope. It's the teamwork. And I believe that in business, in life, I'm sure you can relate. Teamwork, having to have the help of other people, makes all the difference. I'm introducing myself in this way, not to generate sympathy, but to share my story, but also to make the point that all of us face challenges. Probably most of you haven't experienced or faced challenges that are the same as mine or as significant, losing all of your eyesight and much of your hearing. But all of you in your business, in your personal lives, have faced, I'm sure, numerous challenges. And what I have learned is that facing those challenges head on and keep moving forward, reach out for assistance to the others around you. It's so important. And to never give up. You know, repeat what I shared with you earlier, just the hand we are dealt is never the one we envision for ourselves, but by the grace of God and the help of others, it is one we can learn to play with joy, hope, and love. Because that is so true in all of our lives, no matter what life throws at us, we're always going to face obstacles, challenges that we hadn't expected. And like I said before, life is like a novel with many chapters. As one comes to an end, a new one starts. And that has been the beautiful thing in my own life and the beautiful thing in the theme of Tranya's summit this month, blooming. We all are blooming throughout the year, just like a flower, just like a plant. And we all have new seasons of our lives. If one season isn't as good, we can bloom even more in the next season. That is beauty. Truly. Well, I want to share one of my favorite quotes from Henry Thoreau Whitman. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what will make you come alive and go and do that. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. And that ties in so well with blooming and new beginnings, because we're all transforming, changing people. We're all getting better. We're all trying to be better versions of ourselves. As I close up, finish up today, I wanted to leave you with that quote, but also to repeat the journey that we're all on. It doesn't matter if you're visually impaired, you have a disability or not, to keep moving forward. And you can't do it alone. I believe that life, the influence that you have is so powerful. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Each day, you can change lives. You can change millions of lives. Just keep blooming. Your influence is like a ripple on the water. They can spread out to the far reaches of the earth, to your friends and family, to places you can't even imagine. Because I want to tell all of you that no matter where you are in life, no matter the new beginnings, no matter where you are in your blooming process, the best is yet to come. I do have a free gift for all of you, the five keys to living a no excuses life filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it at my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS, the word inspirations with an S, .com. I would love to gift that to you. And also, when you go onto my page, there's a place where you can make comments, where we can exchange information. And I would love to hear from you. What do you thought of my talk today? If you have any suggestions for me, And then at the same time, if you know of anybody or you think I might be a good fit to speak in an event you know is going on, please go to my booking page at bookdrew.com and check me out there or refer me. I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Oh, and also, I don't know if we have a couple of minutes. If anybody has any quick questions, I would love to hear.